following is an inspiring teaching by Pastor Benny Hinn. This message will not only provide significant instruction for your spiritual life, but build your faith as well. Now, here is Pastor Benny.
So my teaching is tonight, what to do if you miss the rapture. See, what an unusual teaching. Let me tell you, when the rapture takes place, there'll be thousands who'll be thankful for this teaching. Because it's going to show them what to do. They may very well be your loved ones. Do you realize that after the rapture, there will not be one born again soul left on earth? So how will those people find out? How will they find out? Who is going to tell them? What television minister will be on television to tell them? Who can they go to ask questions? What would you do if your wife disappeared? And you saw the headlines the next morning, millions disappear. What would you do? Won't you want to know what happened to her? Won't you want to know how to join her? Won't you want someone to tell you there's hope? Let me ask you. How about when all babies disappear? Do you realize in the rapture all infants will be gone? Do you know that? Do you know that God will not leave them behind? He's not unjust. Did you think about that? What will mommies and daddies do whose babies disappear? See, people want an answer. Let's establish this thing first. Number one, the rapture is a fact. Whether you believe it or not, it's a fact. The testimony of Jesus himself in John 14 verse 1 says what, Brother Fred?
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Now, I want to say a word to these who will be listening to this tape or watching this video after the rapture. I take this very seriously. And the word I want to tell you people watching on this video or listening by tape, that there is hope after the rapture. The Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. Keep on reading, Brother Fred.
In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Now, the Lord makes it very clear.
And whither I go, ye know.
Now, the Lord makes it very clear. Thank you, Fred. When he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and I'm coming back again to bring you unto myself. That's the rapture, the testimony of the Lord himself. Now, Brother Fred, will you turn, and let's all turn with him to 1 Thessalonians 4. Let's establish the fact. The rapture will take place whether we believe it or not. And let me tell you something. Tonight, I'm not attempting to have a sensational message. No, sir. This is one of the most important things we can leave behind for those who will not make it. This is not something to get you all excited or anything like this. This is vitally important. Do you realize this tape that will be heard after the rapture, Brother David, could very well bring salvation to a soul when nobody is around to tell them what to do and why it's happened? So let's all understand, we, the body of Christ, and those who will hear this message after the rapture, let's all understand that the rapture of the church of Jesus Christ is a fact of Scripture. The Bible states in verse 16, and let me just read, and then I'm going to have Brother Fred help us with something a little more. The Bible makes it very clear in chapter 4, verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. This is again 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. Verse 17 says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The rapture is a fact. Now let me tell you something. And I need to say it to all, whether you're saved or not, whether you're still here on earth before the rapture or after the rapture. Raptures have taken place already in this world. The first rapture we know of was Enoch's. Enoch was raptured in the book of Genesis. The Bible states he was not, he was caught up. What's the big thing about the rapture? It's not a big thing for God. And whether you believe it or not, it's going to happen. What does it mean to be raptured? Well, the word rapture, number one, does not exist in the Bible. It means to be caught up. It means to be removed. It means to be changed. It means to be taken from earth to heaven, literally by the power of God. The second rapture we know of is Elijah's. Now, Elijah was not caught up in the twinkling of an eye, because Elisha saw him go, but he was still caught up. That's a rapture. The third rapture we know of in the Scripture. This is not something that happened to somebody after the Bible days. These are Bible facts. The third rapture that took place, ladies and gentlemen, was that of the Lord Himself after resurrection morning. He was caught up to glory and came back to earth that Sunday night and said to His disciples, all power is given unto me. He was the first to arise in the New Testament. The fourth rapture we know of is Matthew 27, of those old covenant saints that rose with Christ. But while He was caught up to heaven to His Father, they were in Jerusalem visiting and then joined the Lord in glory. That's the fourth rapture we know of. The fifth rapture we know of is that of Paul the Apostles. Paul was caught to the third heaven. You say, well, he didn't stay there. Let me tell you, dear ladies and gentlemen, whether he stayed there or not, he was caught up. The Lord didn't stay in heaven after His first ascension. We know of the ascension on the Mount of Olives when they saw Him taken to glory. But nobody saw Him caught up after His resurrection day. When He was caught to glory, entered the Father's throne, came back to earth. And when did that happen? Remember, He saw Mary Magdalene and He said, touch me not, I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. That same night He came back and He said, all power is mine now. He had gone to heaven and come back. That's a rapture. And then Paul the Apostle was raptured. He said he was caught to the third heaven and saw things he couldn't even talk about. The sixth rapture of Scripture is going to take place still. That's the rapture we're talking about tonight. That's the rapture of the church of Jesus Christ, when the whole body of Christ will be caught up. Hallelujah. And the seventh rapture of Scripture is none other but the rapture of the 144,000 in Revelation. The Bible states clearly seven raptures. Five have taken place already and two are to take place. Well, my Lord, five have taken place already. Why do people have troubles with it? It's not a big thing for God to do it. He did it already five times. And I'm glad I'm the sixth. And so are you. Now, those who are left behind, you can't rejoice with us like we're rejoicing tonight, because you're not with us where we are. But I have news here, and I'm telling you, there is hope. Now, the Bible says very clearly that when the rapture takes place, it will be the most shocking event in history. Imagine what it's going to be like when millions upon millions will disappear. 1 Corinthians 15 tells me these words. Turn to it, please, if you will. Paul the apostle was a prophet of God, spoke to us about this coming event. I am glad he told us, aren't you? Verse 51 says, "Behold, I show you a mystery." 1 Corinthians 15, 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." People of God, there's some of you right here tonight who are not going to physically die. You are not going to die. You'll never have a funeral service. Let me hear a shout. Hallelujah. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep," which means some will, but thank God some won't. "But we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump." You may be eating your breakfast. You may be in college, maybe in church on a Sunday morning, maybe on the beach on Saturday. Maybe walking down the street. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and it's over. "The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Brother, that means what it says. Do you realize this is a fact today, that the biggest letters a newspaper has, you know, when the war was over in the 40s and so, they had big headlines, "War is over." They say the biggest print is called Second Coming Print. The biggest letters newspapers have reserved are for the Second Coming of the Lord. And let me tell you something, if you're here when that newspaper has those headlines, then you better know you missed it. And let me advise you, if you're here in those days, you better get this tape and hide it. If I was you, let me tell you something, brother. This stuff, this information I'm giving tonight will be confiscated by the Antichrist. Anyone found with this message that I'm preaching tonight will be killed. The Bible says many will be killed for the word's sake. So I'm telling you, those who are listening to this tape and have not made the rapture, hide this tape. Don't let anybody know you have it unless you've known them to be Christians like you. All right. Turn with me, please, now to the book of the Revelation. Let's begin telling you what to do if you miss the rapture. We're going to turn to chapter 6. Now, you may think right now, some of you sitting in this auditorium, you may think right now you're all right. Let me tell you, no church member that has not had a genuine salvation experience is going to leave this place. I'm not just talking to some unbeliever out there who's going to be listening to this tape. There are some in our churches today who are going to miss the rapture. You say, who are they? They're sinning church members who think that God is cheap not to see their lifestyle. The Bible says holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. The Bible says in Luke 21:36, pray therefore. Pray that ye may be worthy to escape all these things. You know what? Prayerless saints are going to miss the rapture. Filthy men and women who think they're saved will miss the rapture. Those committing sin against God are going to miss the rapture. Those who are sleeping with women and men are going to miss the rapture. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, the Bible says. The Bible says no one filthy is going to enter heaven. He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. So you say, what do I do then? You better clean up yourself and clean your life up. And be a man and a woman of prayer. The Bible says, Luke 21:36, pray ye therefore that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man. Prayerless Christians are going to miss the rapture. He said, don't tell me that. I'm not. The Bible tells me that. So in case you miss and you're still here, get the tape. It may help you tremendously. But better than that, don't be fool enough to stay back here. Be sure your life is right with God. If you do miss the rapture, whether you're here or whether you're hearing me on tape, you are in for the worst trouble the world has ever seen. Jesus said, there were no days like these days and no days in the future like it, such tribulation that never, ever, ever has been seen, such horrible, terrible, terrifying days. No, I'm not going to give you such news that'll comfort you, but it may save your life. If you miss the rapture, there is hope. Oh yeah, you're not going to have an easy time, but there's hope. You're going to face a devil on earth with all his evil angels and every demon in hell, but there's hope. You're going to go through troubles that have never, ever been seen on earth. But there is hope. You're going to see every city on earth destroyed with an earthquake, but there is hope. You say, my God, how can we hope with all this going on? God is so gracious, He left you with something to hold on to. He's not the kind of God who leaves nothing for people to hold on to, even in such terrible dark hours. He's that gracious. With plagues striking man's flesh and lives, God says, there is hope. Oh yeah, it will cost you your life, but there's hope. I have news for you. Every saint during the great tribulation may very well die. Physically die. The Antichrist may very well kill you. But I'd rather see you die physically than tormented in hell eternally. Well, yes, this is terrible. Yes, this is troubling. Yes, this is painful, but you gotta preach it. I would not want to be here on earth during the great tribulation, people of God. It will be worse than communist Russia had ever seen. It'll be worse than communism, Islam, and any religion put together. It'll be worse than any persecution. There is no word to describe it. You'll starve and you'll die. But there is hope. You say, my God, what kind of hope? Eternal hope. God still offers eternal life even during the darkest hour of history. You see why God wants you to be included in the rapture, to save you going through such horrible days. Jesus said, pray that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Worthy to escape. If you miss the rapture, understand that rapid changes are about to take place on planet Earth. Rapid changes. Understand that this period you're in is only 7 years long. And if I was you, I would count back to the rapture and see how many years I have left in this hell. And also understand, because of these rapid changes, the devil is on earth now, moving very quickly, knowing his time is short. So here's a few things you got to do. Take my advice. The first thing you must do is understand that your faith in Jesus Christ, no matter what it's going to cost you, if it means your life, if it means torture, let me tell you something. It will be the salvation of your soul if you hang on to Jesus Christ. If you miss the rapture, understand that the governments of this world are going to tell you lies about what happened. I'm preparing you. And I'm telling those that's listening to me on tape now or watching this video, I'm gone by now. You're not going to find me by now. But you can get this video and listen to it in secret. They'll kill you for seeing it if they know about it. And you can do something right now that will guarantee you heaven. And that is, pray this after me. The first thing that I want you to do, if you miss the rapture and you're hearing this tape, is say this prayer after me, and all of us will pray with them. Come on. Brother, this is serious business. If you have just gotten this tape, the rapture is taking place maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and now someone gave you this tape, or maybe somehow you found it, or maybe somewhere you heard of it, and you're trying to find out what happened to your wife and to your children, to your baby and to your friends. You're all alone. Where have they gone? The newspaper said millions have disappeared. The government has said that maybe flying saucers took us home, or maybe some crazy cult took us away. Maybe we've been killed by the devil, and because we've been so wicked, we've been taken away. That's lies. The reason we're not here is because Jesus Christ came and caught us up to glory. The reason we're not here is because the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 that the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the dead in Christ will arise, and we which are alive will be caught up. And here you are listening to this tape or watching this video and wondering, my God, what's happened to my wife? What's happened to my children? What happened to my friends? I've come to the church and there's nobody there except thousands of people who are just like me wondering what's going on. The first thing you ought to do is right now bow your head and pray after me. You say, why? How will this help me? That's what got us up to glory. Yes, we didn't have to go through what you're going through now. You may be killed for what you're about to go through. You may be killed for accepting Christ. But I'd rather die physically than be tormented in hell eternally. So let's bow our heads, all of us. And you watching this video, you listening to this tape, who have missed the rapture, pray this after me. And all of us right here, pray it also with me. Lord Jesus, I know you are alive. And you can hear me. Even in this dark hour, you can hear me. Lord Jesus, right now, I give you my life. And I ask you to forgive my sin and to cleanse me with your blood coming into my heart. Save my soul. Forgive me, Lord, for not having received you already. But right now, have mercy on my life and come into my heart. Give me that assurance of heaven. And help me to live my life for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now that's the first thing you'll do if you miss the rapture. The second thing you do if you miss the rapture is get your hands on every Bible you can find. And put it somewhere safe. Because after the rapture, this world is going to destroy every Bible on earth. The devil will make sure that the Word of God will be eliminated, to make sure that people, men and women, will end up in hell having nowhere to know what to do. How can he, the devil, lie to them when the Word is still there to show them truth? He is going to destroy the Word. So the second thing you ought to do is get your hand on your wife's Bible, your child's Bible, and hide it. And then if you have enough Bibles, distribute those Bibles to men and women that you know are like yourself, seeking to know the answer. The third thing you should do, this is not very pleasant. But Revelation 6 tells me, and you who have missed the rapture are already in there. You're in it already. You've seen some of this happen. Revelation 6 verse 9 states that when Jesus opened the fifth seal, John saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Which means there will be people after the rapture who will meet Christ. There will be people after the rapture who will proclaim the word. There will be people after the rapture who will preach the word. There will be people after the rapture who will read the word. And the Bible tells me they'll be killed for it if found. So here's an advice I give you if you miss the rapture. Be careful. Be very, very, very careful not to allow any man or woman or anybody in your house that you don't know. Screen those who will come looking for Christ. Screen those who may be sent as spies of the Antichrist world government to come and spy your lifestyle that may end up in your death. The Bible says many will be killed. And I would suggest that you would become very familiar with the book of Daniel, Revelation, the book of Matthew chapter 24 and Luke 21. If you miss the rapture, take my advice, get that Bible, and read all of the book of Daniel, all of the book of the Revelation, Matthew 24 and Luke 21. They will instruct you on what to do in those days. The fourth thing you should do is pray continuously. You are going to need the power of God more than even these who are living now before the rapture. Because you see, before the rapture took place, before the rapture takes place, I'm talking to you here live. Before the rapture took place, I'm talking to you hearing me on tape and video. The Holy Spirit was on earth. His influence was on every continent, every nation, every city. When the rapture took place, the influence of the Holy Ghost was lifted. The way he remained on earth, and may I give you hope also, that the Holy Spirit is on earth after. after the rapture in the same way he was on earth in the days of Moses. In the Old Testament, he came upon individuals only. But on the day of Pentecost, he came upon the whole globe. Not only did he come on individuals, he came on cities and nations and continents. His influence is now felt anywhere you go. After the rapture, he will leave the world in that his influence will no longer be on mankind, but he will only come upon those who by faith will receive Christ. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? He came upon Moses and Elijah and David and Solomon and Samson and Jonah and Ezekiel and Isaiah. He came upon individuals who believed the Father, who accepted the law of God. In the days of Jesus, the Holy Ghost was not here on earth as he was after Pentecost. When Jesus walked this earth in the flesh, he was upon Jesus. He came upon Mary. He came upon the apostles. He came upon these who received Christ even in the day of his flesh, who believed in him, his disciples. After Pentecost, he was poured upon the whole world, where now his influence is not only upon those that believe, but even those that don't believe. He came to convict them of their sin. He came to draw them to Christ. When the rapture happens, that influence of God will be lifted, but yet the Holy Ghost will be watching to see who will receive Christ now, even without that influence, even as he was upon the old covenant saints, he will come upon these during the rapture. So there's hope. The Holy Ghost is not completely gone. He's gone in that his influence is lifted to allow the devil loose, but he's still upon individuals. Thank God, he'll still be upon individuals. And those that miss the rapture, he will come upon you if you receive Christ Jesus into your life. So pray continually, because you see, right now before the rapture, when we pray, we can feel the presence of God. When we pray, the Holy Ghost comes into the building. When we pray, the whole place is filled with the glory of God. But when that influence is gone, when you pray, you may not feel his presence. The only way you're going to feel his presence is within the innermost being of your spirit. During the great tribulation, no one will be healed physically. For the Holy Spirit's power will not work in the fashion he is working on us now. In the days of the great tribulation, the angels of heaven will not be released to protect the saints of God as they are now. The Antichrist will overcome many of them and kill them. But I repeat, even though it will be the darkest day for the world and for these who will be saved in that hour, but yet their souls will be saved, and that's why I'm teaching this message. It's going to get rough, but Jesus says, he that endures unto the end will be saved. Turn to Revelation 18. Those who are still here before the rapture and those who are here after the rapture. Those who are here now before the rapture, we have our Bibles freely, opening them freely. We carry them freely. Those who will be here after the rapture, you will not be able to have your Bible freely. Yet take that Bible in your secret bedroom, listening to this tape, and look what the Bible says in Revelation 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. God is going to have a people during the great tribulation. And they are the ones that will receive Christ during the great tribulation. You are called tribulation saints in the Bible. God says, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Here's something wonderful I want to tell you. The Bible says during the great tribulation that God will protect those who are saved by not allowing plagues to touch their life if they remove themselves from the harlot church. So here's another advice I have for all those that will remain here after the rapture. Do not, under any condition or circumstance, don't be influenced. Don't do it. Do not join the church that honors the Antichrist. Don't join that false religion of Satan. Don't join that religion that forgot God and exalts the Antichrist. For God says, this is the harlot church. This is the Babylonish church. God says, come out from her. No, during the great tribulation, you will not be able to go to church. The Antichrist will not allow a church building to be opened. No, the only way you'll be able to worship God with other saints is in secret. In hidden caves, hidden homes, basements. There will be in those days a church and many churches across the land taken over by the Antichrist and turned into a place that will worship the Antichrist. This building we're in tonight may very well be taken over by the armies of the Antichrist and become a place that will worship the Antichrist. If you miss the rapture, share this tape, reproduce this tape, find other Christians, screen those who will come to your homes calling themselves Christians. Don't join that world religion. And now, Revelation 14, please. If you miss the rapture, under no circumstance, in no way, shape, or form, should you allow the mark of the beast on your body. Revelation 14, verse 9 states, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Those who are here after the rapture, listen to me very carefully. God warns in his word. If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without measure. God will punish and will not hold his wrath back. Is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Let me tell you something. In the days of the great tribulation, I warn you, I repeat my warning, I warn you, do not
worship the Antichrist or his image. Do not receive his mark on your forehead or your hand, for the wrath of God will come upon your life, and you will not enter heaven, but spend eternity in hell. God puts it clearly in this. And those who hear after the tribulation, I also warn you that if you do not receive this mark of the beast, you'll be told by the governments of this world that you're disobeying the law. You'll be told you cannot buy or sell, and you will starve and die. But take my advice. Do not take that mark. Yes, it is better to starve. It is better to die. It is better to physically be killed than for the wrath of God to be on you eternally. No, this is not an easy message. No, they're not going to be easy days. That's why I'm telling you now, you better get saved. The Bible tells me you're going to lose your life, but at all costs, save your soul. Be prepared to die for your faith. Revelation 13, verse 15, make this statement. Now you see, let me say before I read this, let me say this to you. Whether you're here before the rapture or after the rapture, I'm going to say this to you. Those who receive Christ before the rapture will not have to face these evil, dark, horrible days coming on earth. You will not be here when famine hits the world and there's no food to eat. You will not be here when all clean water is poisoned and there's no water to drink. You'll not be here when nuclear war destroys one third of men. You'll not be here when the sun becomes your enemy and strikes you with heat. You'll not be here when cancerous tumors will strike every human being that receives the mark of the beast. You'll not be here when the earthquake that will hit this whole continent will destroy every city in North America, South America, Canada, Europe, Australia, Africa. There'll not be one city left standing. Those before the rapture, you'll not be here when such tidal waves will hit this world that every island disappears. You'll not be here when hail will fall from heaven, 114 pound each, destroying mankind. That's only a little glimpse of the judgments of God. But if you are here, and you get killed in one of the plagues, you get destroyed in an earthquake. Yet if you receive Christ in those days and hold on to Him, you'll still make heaven. Because if you don't, not only will you go through the hell of those days, the great tribulation of those days, but forever, eternally, you'll be separated from God, cast into a lake of fire, and spend eternity with the devil and his demons and his angels. I won't want that for you. The Bible says that during those days, there'll be men and women who will not bow to the Antichrist. And I believe you're one of them listening to this tape. Revelation 13, verse 15 states, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Take my advice. Do not worship that image. It's better for you to be killed physically than for God to send you to the lake of fire forever. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666, that 666. Then Revelation 20, verse 4 states, please turn with me, those who are here and those who are listening to this tape or watching this video after the rapture. Revelation 20, verse 4 states, and this thrills my soul, because there will be people during the great tribulation who will not bow to the Antichrist. And I saw thrones, this is verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And then he says, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So there will be these who will not bow. There will be these who will not receive the mark. And thank God, I believe that tape may play a big part in helping them. Then Revelation 15, verse 2 states, there will be overcomers in those days. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory, hallelujah, you're going to receive victory over the beast. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on a sea of glass, having the harps of God. There will be these who will not bow. There will be these who will stay faithful. And the Lord says in his word, they're going to stand on a sea of glass and live forever with him. Number 7. Be ready for worldwide famine, ladies and gentlemen. Those listening to me on the tape or watching the video, these here, the Bible states famine will come so terrible. In Revelation chapter 6, I will show it to you. Please turn with me. Famine so great is coming upon this world in that day and that hour that the Bible states, verse 5, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the 4th seal, the devastation of that famine, the destructive results are. The Bible states in verse 8, and I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the 1/4 of the earth. Men, listen to me, and women, listen to me. The famine will be so severe, 1/4 of all humanity, the 1/4 of mankind will be killed with the sword, with hunger, with death, and with the beasts of the earth. The famine will be so great. Hear me. The famine will be so great, men will kill each other. The famine will be so great, they'll die from starvation. The famine will be so great, disease will so increase. The famine will be so great that animals who are hungry will attack human beings so they can eat. So great is that famine. And I warn those who are living in the great tribulation, and if you've missed the rapture, take my advice, get every way you can, get clean bread, get uncontaminated water, because in that day, the nuclear war that will strike may contaminate the waters of the world. Be sure you have water and bread safely hid somewhere. Get all the canned foods you can. People of God, let me tell you something. Before the rapture, we'll have plenty. But after the rapture, there'll be such famine that men and women will starve. You'll not find food. Bread will be worth more than gold. Take my advice if you've missed the rapture. Take my advice. Store fresh water and food. The Bible says soon all clean water will become poisonous in the 7 last plagues of Revelation. So store it. By now, you probably already have seen destruction and contamination on the rivers of the world and the clean water supplies of the world. I would also advise those in the great tribulation, if you've missed the rapture, get out of the city. If I was you, I would go to the countryside. For the Bible states nuclear war will hit and cities will be destroyed. The Bible states the cities of the world will be destroyed by earthquakes. The Bible states hail will fall from heaven and destroy mankind. But I'll tell you this. This is not something easy to be said, but I'll say it. If you hold on to your faith in Christ, you'll be killed. And the sooner you die, the better. The sooner you die, the better. So don't tell me that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this video after the rapture in secrecy, if you're listening to this tape, read the book of the Revelation, chapter 13, chapter 15, chapter 20. Get the instructions from God's word, for the Bible states many will be beheaded and killed for their testimony in Christ. What will you do when you can't buy food, for you will not allow the mark on your body? What will you do? You'll die. You'll just die. And may I say, the sooner the better. That's how fearful that hour is going to be. I would also advise, be careful. I want to say this and I want everybody to hear it. And those who are here now, if God forbid you miss this rapture, one of your greatest problems will be this. You see, the Antichrist in that day will deceive humanity with miracles. The world will worship him because they will say, no one is like the Antichrist. No one is like him. He'll be the kindest man in history. May I say, he'll be the loveliest person you'll ever see. He'll be the kindest, the warmest. He'll be the one who picks up children and holds them with tears in his eyes. But he's a deceiver. Miracles will be performed through his false prophet, which, may I add, according to the Bible, is his minister of religion. His minister of religion is the false prophet. The Bible states he'll deceive the world with miracles, signs, and wonders. Those after the rapture do not believe these miracles. And great pressure will be on you to accept him as one from God. I'll give you another advice. And that is, commit the Bible to memory, as much of it as you can, especially portions of Scripture that bring comfort to you. Because the Antichrist and his armies and his followers and these that you think are friends of yours may discover you have a Bible and may take it from you. You see, all Bibles will be destroyed. So if I'm you, after the rapture, I would commit all Scripture to memory as much as possible, especially Scripture that relates to my situation. I'll also advise, be prepared to be betrayed by your best friends. And if I am you during the great tribulation, I will have no friends. I repeat, if I'm that man or that woman, I would not trust anybody. And I would pray that God would direct me to believers. For you see, fear will be so great, no man who knows Christ will talk to anyone else, because that means life. That means he'll be dead. He'll be killed. God, I believe, will help you in that day to find Christians like you are that will meet in secret. Be prepared to be harassed, hated, hunted, persecuted, tortured, beaten, and killed. But no matter what the cost, don't give up your faith in Christ. For it's better to be beaten, hated, and hunted than to be left tormented forever. Let me hear an amen.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
You see, the people here in this church agree with me, and those listening on that tape or watching on that video, there are Christians here praying now that they would not miss the rapture. The Bible also says, remember, I told you earlier, satanic power will be greater than ever in history. Be prepared to face the devil face to face in that day. Oh, how wonderful it would be if all Christians would be raptured before that day. How wonderful it would be if we men of God today can wake the body of Christ up and the carnal Christian up and the atheist and the unbeliever, that they would not have to face that day. If they have to face it, at least we can help them to face it with courage. At least we can help them find Jesus even in that darkest hour of history. And last, remember this. We Christians love you. That's why we're doing this thing.
You've been listening to a life-changing teaching by Pastor Benny Hinn. Additional copies are available by calling 1-800-433-9000. 1900 or visiting the ministry website at www.bennyhinn.org. The website also presents ministry news and updates, along with many other resources to build your faith and enrich your Christian life. And Pastor Benny invites you to become a covenant partner with him in reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ through daily television broadcasts in more than 200 nations and miracle services held around the world. More information on the benefits you'll receive as a partner is available on the website or by writing to Benny Hinn, Post Office Box 162-000, Irving, Texas 75016. If you live outside the United States, the website has the address and phone number of the ministry office nearest you. The material on this CD is copyrighted by Benny Hinn Ministries and World Healing Center Church.